tonight we have eight wonderful storytellers tonight, and then you also have me. I'm gonna kick things off tonight. So like I said, I am in the Nerdalogs. We've been working on a new show the next guy you're gonna see up here also will be a part of, kind of. I think, Andrew, you know about that, right? That thing we're doing in November. So this is the thing that I wrote for that show. At least Chris knows about it. So this is a piece that I wrote for that show, and I don't think we're going to do it in that show, but I liked it and it kind of fit the mood tonight. So I'm going to open up with this guy. So if you are willing, I want to rap at you all about movie trailers for a minute. All right? I don't know if you noticed, but for the past 10 years or so, the cool thing to do in trailers has been the bwomp sound effect. You know the one that sounds like the beat's about to drop in some hot EDM raver. But you know what I think? I think the times, they are a-changing, to quote Pulitzer Nobel Prize-winning Bob Dylan. We're on the cusp of a new cool thing, and that thing is women singing forlorn covers of rock songs. If you don't believe me, just look at the evidence. I think it started with Social Network, even though that was a choir technically, but who can forget that really creepy version of Radiohead's Creep? Earlier this year, there was that weird cover of Heroes in the trailer for the horribly named Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. And just last week, actually, if anyone saw the new Power Rangers teaser, it had this really sad version of I Walk the Line in it. What I'm saying is, I smell a marketing gimmick, and I'm ready to capitalize. So, with Claire's help here, Claire, will you help me with this, please?
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Claire. Here's what I'm saying, everybody. You should let Claire and I score your movie trailer. Not the movie itself, that's really hard work, and I don't know how to do that. Just the trailer. If you give us the rough cut of a preview, we will put a sad cover of a rock song over it. It will be creepy and forlorn and weary and just everything you want people to think before they go see your movie. So here's just a little taste of what we can do. Let's give them the semi-sonic, Claire.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
So creepy.
Closing time. Turn the lights up over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
And then the dramatic pause, and then...
I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want. Take me home.
Oh, classic, okay. Right?
It's so spooky. It's so spooky.
But maybe so you're like, spooky. Oh, that's too spooky. Maybe you want something a little more upbeat.
For me.
Or formerly upbeat. Exactly. Well, we have got you covered.
Especially if you want like a younger.
Yeah. Like Closing Time was like even in the 90s, it was kind of like adult appropriate rock. We're going to be a little edgier. Yeah. You know what I mean? Edgier.
Yeah. No time to search the world around. Cause you know where I'll be found when I come around. I think like a kid. Like a kid could do that, or me as a kid.
It's just so forlorn and moody. Yeah. I mean, that could really fit in any kind of movie, like a movie about a girl on a train, or a movie about a girl with a dragon tattoo, or even a movie about a girl who was gone. We're gonna give you just one more to sit on, because really, I think if you really want something iconic and classic, you know, that gets a bigger impression. So we're gonna go all the way back to songs that are in the public domain. Because really, what says iconic better than a song that is just ingrained into our psyche, but in a new, twisted, and cool way?
Well, Cape Town. Well, Well, Cape Town ladies, sing this song. Do da, do da. Well, the Cape Town racetrack's 5 miles long. Oh.
Alright, I think we made our
very
case.
Spooky.
We'll just be waiting up here for you guys to
throw
call
money.
All the producers.
Yeah, just so, throw money.
Yeah, so just waiting.
I think we don't have to go home, movies. But we can't stay here.
We don't have to go home, but we can't stay here. Guys, thank you, Claire. Thank you all for tolerating that silly bullshit. Maybe another audience will see that one day.